Offering our most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, dear listeners, we welcome you to this Thursday's broadcast from our studios at Prashanthi Nilayam. We hope you had a wonderful Sri Ramanavami yesterday, and we had great pleasure in bringing that to you. Due to unforeseen reasons, we could not have devotees being allowed into the mandir yesterday. As we all know, India is going through the second wave of the pandemic, and to ensure the safety of all the elders in the ashram and all the devotees who are visiting Prashanthi Nilayam, it was decided that devotees will be allowed inside the mandir only after the Mangala Arati in the morning and the evening for taking darshan of Bhagwan Sannidhi. In spite of that, we had a wonderful celebrations in the mandir, which we had the opportunity to broadcast to all of you. There was a wonderful Sita Rama Kalyanam that was performed. We've seen this ceremony being performed many times earlier too, with the Sai Kulwant Hall teeming with people, and a lot of wonderful memories of that, even in Bhagwan's presence. But it was a very different kind of a celebration yesterday, where the ceremony was being performed. There were very, very few people, the bhajan boys, the Vedam boys, and some of the senior ashram authorities. Other than that, there were nobody present there. But nevertheless, the devotion, the elaborateness, and the humility with which the entire thing was performed was so beautiful to watch. And it is still available for you to watch again. We shared a small video on our official channel of glimpses of that ceremony. The entire ceremony can be watched on the Prashanthi Mandir Live. You can still go there and catch it if you've not seen. It's of course a very beautiful Indian tradition which has been followed and upheld in Prashanthi Nilayam. Apart from that, we had the opportunity to bring you so many programs on the occasion of Sri Ramanavami, and we hope you've been watching all of them. First and foremost is the series that we started 9 days ago on the Satya Sai Bhajans channel, Ramayana Through Sai Bhajans. If you recall, on the 20th of January, when we celebrated the Sai Bhajan channel's anniversary in Sai Kulwant Hall, the program was made. The same program has been remastered and reproduced, in a sense, for the Ramanavami special. And of course, when you watch it, you will realize how different it sounds and how different it is presented when that attention for a YouTube production is given. So that is in the Sai Bhajans channel. There are 9 episodes which culminated yesterday. All of them are available for you to see. It's under the series Ramayana Through Sai Bhajans, a series of 9 episodes. The other beautiful production which we were able to give all of you is in the Telugu channel, the Sai Sandesha Jhari. They had a beautiful series where we had the series entitled Ramayana Katha Samputi, the Ramayana stories by children. We had many little children coming forward and narrating one beautiful episode from the various khandas of Ramayana. And that's again very, very sweet. If you understand the language, of course, you can enjoy it completely. Even if you don't understand the language completely like me, I think you will enjoy the narration of those children. So that is there on Sri Satya Sai Sandesha Jhari. In the Kannada channel, Sri Satya Sai Amritavani, we had shared a beautiful Yakshagana which was performed in Swami's presence, I think one of the years 2006 or 7, that we had the opportunity to re-share with you on the occasion of Ramayana, because the Yakshagana was about the story of Lord Rama. We also had a couple of talks in Kannada in the channel. Similarly, in the Anandavani, the Tamil channel, we had a beautiful talk by a senior devotee on the Ramakatha Rasavahini. And we also had a wonderful musical presentation by Trichur Brothers, now upcoming artists, were very popular in the realm of Carnatic music. They presented three beautiful renditions, one Tyagaraja Kriti, one Tamil song by Papanasam Shivam, and Sai Bhajan. That also is available on the Shri Sathya Sai Anandavani channel. In the kids' channel, we had a very beautiful collaboration with a music school in Netherlands. One of our alumnus who has been helping us over the many years in the bhajan tutor section, he helped us produce a very beautiful rendition of children on the occasion of Ram Navami, a song sung by the children. This is there in the Shri Sathya Sai Kids World channel. So that is one more production which we would invite you to have a look at. Coming to the Shri Sathya Sai official English channel, we had two very, very beautiful musical offerings. One is the very famous Carnatic Kriti by Bhadrachalam Ramdas, Paluke Bangaramayana. We had a wonderful video production of that song rendered by one of our Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group singers and the faculty of the Music College, Brother Srinivas. And we added dramatic visuals to that. We've been getting a lot of feedback from all of you saying how much you enjoyed the rendition and the video representation of that song. So that is one of the songs which we produced. Before I take leave of you on this program, I'm going to play that for you. So just stay tuned, you'll listen to it in a bit. The other song that we offered was the timeless and beautiful composition by on Rama, which we produced a few years back, written and composed by Sadashiva Brahmendra. Pibare Rama Rasam, a bhajan which we have heard Swami himself sing many times at the end of his discourses. Again, this was also rendered by one of our alumna from the Anantapur campus, an elder sister who has helped us many times in our productions, Sister Vidya. She has sung that song. We released it a couple of years ago. This time we've released it with suitable visuals of Swami's darshan. That again is there in the Shri Sathya Sai official channel, and we would truly recommend you to go and look that up. So these are the various programs we had done for the Ramanavami occasion. Very shortly we are reaching the Aradhana Mahotsavam, and we have a few things lined up for that. And needless to say, we are pulled between these two programs. We've been very busy with the Ramanavami programs on these various channels. Now that we have channels for various languages, each one of us coordinate the uploads for those channels. So each one of us are pulled into all of these activities, happily so. I'm not saying this as an excuse or anything like that. We're very happy to do that. But given that, our time is being pulled towards that. The reason I'm telling you this is, in today's Thursday Live, the couple of programs that I'm involved in, the Gita series and the afternoon satsang, I'm going to have to play recorded, rebroadcast some old files that we have. But nevertheless, the talk that I wish to play instead of the Gita series is a talk that I don't think I've played on the radio before. So that is one thing. And the afternoon satsang will be an old program. The reason we are doing that is we are starting off the Aradhana Day celebrations today. This evening at 7:30, we have a panel discussion on the occasion of Aradhana Mahotsavam. This panel discussion will happen over 3 weeks or more. We hope it'll be longer than that. We are focusing on the greatest gifts that Swami has bestowed upon all of us, the legacies that he has blessed us with. That is going to be the focus of the panel discussion. So that's at 7:30. We hope you all can tune in either to the radio, or we, as always, suggest that you tune into the YouTube channel, because we are also going to be adding a lot of visuals of Swami, and you will be missing out that if you tune into the radio. But whatever is comfortable for you. So that's at 7:30. It gets premiered on the Shri Sathya Sai official YouTube channel. So that's the panel discussion with which we are truly starting the Aradhana Day celebrations. What we will have on the Aradhana Day in the Mandir, we are still awaiting confirmation regarding that. As I said, some of these things have been fluid in the past few days, given the situation that the country is facing, and the authorities and the trustees are making decisions on the fly. They are having the best interest of all of us in their mind. And so we await for instructions regarding the programs on Aradhana Day. But from the Sri Satya Sai Media Center, the panel discussion will be the first offering we make on Aradhana Day, and we will have separate offerings on each one of the channels. Stay tuned to our social media accounts. We will keep informing you about all of them. One thing I can mention here is we are trying to bring out the Sri Satya Sai Ashtotra Shatanamavali. Sri Satya Sai Ashtotram as part of our offering for the Aradhana Mahotsavam. And we are trying to do that in all the languages, which means the rendition of the Ashtotram will be in one voice, but the lyrics and the meaning will be on all the languages. That's what we are trying to make as an offering. Hopefully that will be done by 24th of April. And this is a resource which we feel will be helpful for devotees, not just on Aradhana Day, but thereafter too. So that's what we are all working on. I'm going to leave you with the song Paluke Bangaramayana. As I said, was the special song that we offered yesterday. It was released day before yesterday, but it was for the occasion of Ram Navami. I'm going to play that song for you. The song is a timeless classic. This is a fresh version of that. On the other side of the song, as I said, I'm going to play for you a talk that I had the opportunity to deliver a couple of years back, more than a couple of years back, I should say. The topic of the talk is Sai Rama on the Rama Avatar. That's the theme on which I had given that talk. So instead of the Gita series, I'm going to play that talk for you. We are just still coming out of the Ram Navami celebrations, and I hope that talk will be relevant. And as always, there is nothing that I have spoken there. These are all Swami's words, just put together and presented. I am only the conduit through which that message is coming to you as well as me. So that's the segment instead of Gita series. Thereafter, the other brothers, Bishu, Ganesh, will take over. I'm going to leave you, as I said, with Paluke Bangaramayana. On the other side of that will be the talk, Sai Avatar on the Rama Avatar.
Bangaramai, pilichina palukaveni, ಸಪೋಷ ಪಲುಕೇ ಬಂಗಾರ